This is Sunny for Chico Soul. The League of Women Voters recently hosted a discussion about groundwater. Disagreements flared over the underrepresentation of domestic well owners and small farmers within Tuscan Water District. Around 150 people, including City Council members Katie Hawley and Addison Winslow, attended the 2.5-hour session. Groundwater is a hot topic in Butte County. Experts say groundwater levels have remained relatively stable over the past decade due to several wet years. But over the long term, since the year 2000, the trend still shows a decline. One controversy is that the Tuscan Water District uses a weighted voting system based on land acreage. Critics say this underrepresents small farmers and domestic well owners. At the meeting, a woman wearing a black mask yelled into the audience, quote, "Domestic well owners are vulnerable. How long is it going to take for somebody to get the mitigation while they have no water? Look at what happened in Orland." Chita Tucci is the groundwater engagement organizer for Community Alliance with Family Farmers. He told Chico Soul after the meeting that he's concerned about underserved small family farmers. Quote, "Small farmers' wells are usually old and not very deep. They were drilled in the 1960s when the water table was very high. When large farmers can drill bigger, deeper wells, and when they draw down the water supply, the small farmers get left behind, and they've got dry wells, and they can't afford to repair it, or drill a new and deeper well." During the panelists' presentations, Recharge was described as a solution to tackle groundwater sustainability. Recharge is a practice of directing surface water, such as river flows or stormwater, into the ground so it can refill underground aquifers. However, water policy analyst Jim Brobeck raised concerns about the legal implications of Recharge for water ownership, and warned that Recharge projects could trigger serious ecological harms, including land collapsing, streams going dry, shallow aquifers disappearing. Currently, Butte County regulates groundwater exportation, and residents worry about the loopholes in those regulations that could affect water sales in the future. In other local news, about 35 Chico area residents gathered last Wednesday in a vigil for Renee Nicole Good, the woman who was killed earlier in the day by an immigration officer in Minneapolis. Reports indicate Good was a U.S. citizen. The 37-year-old was driving an SUV when she was approached by officers and then shot. The demonstrators gathered at Chico's City Plaza with candles. They sang and spoke about the need to organize and protest in the wake of the killing by an officer from Immigration Customs Enforcement, also known by the acronym ICE. Lupe Arim Law told Chico Soul that she was deeply upset by the killing. Quote, "She's a mother, she's a young woman, and she's white. They're coming for all of us that don't agree with them. We need to keep coming out and we need to keep showing up." Then on Saturday, over 1,000 people participated in a protest, which started at the entrance to Children's Park and then spread out to line the Esplanade down to East Washington Avenue. An organizer from Indivisible Chico told Chico Soul that 1,320 people were mobilized. The effort had begun just the afternoon before in coordination with rallies across the country in reaction to the killing of Renee Nicole Good. NorCal Resist Chico says several people in Red Bluff were also taken by ICE in recent days. Protesters carried signs denouncing ICE, the Trump administration, and fascism. Passing vehicles honked loudly in support, and the occasional truck spewed diesel fumes on the demonstrators. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. That's Chico, S-O-L, .org.